Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chris Price of the Boston Sports Journal now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talking from the Patriots' point of view. Chris, how you doing, man?
Good, Bill. How you been, buddy?
We're doing well. Are they really living off of the mantra that the rest of the world thinks we suck, as Tom Brady stated?
Well, you know, I'll tell you a quick story. I remember talking to Willie McGinnis. I think it was after Super Bowl 38 or 39. I can't remember which. But he was talking about, oh, how we shocked the world. We were underdogs. Nobody believed in us. And I kind of rolled my eyes. I mean, it's something that the Patriots have used over the years. They take slights, either perceived or real, and they use them as, you know, fuel for their fire. And I think this is another case of that. I really don't think that, you know, anyone outside the greater New England area believes that, but I think that, you know, you kind of take it with a grain of salt.
So what do they need to do to win this game coming up against what seems to be an unstoppable young quarterback in Patrick Mahomes?
Talked to some people over the last couple of days, and it seems to be the consensus that the best way to beat Patrick Mahomes is keep him off the field for as long as possible. You know, if you're the Patriots, string together some long, consistent drives, kind of like what we saw against, you know, the Saints-Eagles game, you know, 13, 14, 15 play drives of the last 6, 7, 8 minutes, I think that's the Patriots' best recipe for success. It was kind of a formula that a lot of teams used against New England in the early days. And I think that, you know, if I'm the Patriots, what I want to do is I want to, you know, lean on Sony Michel, lean on James White, and really kind of keep that Kansas City offense off the field as long as possible. You know, they did it to some effect the first time these two teams met back in October, so it's going to be interesting to see if they try and do it again.
Well, James White seems to be that kind of threat on the field coming from anywhere, and it seems every year we talk about Tom Brady getting it done with some of his star players are hurt, and then all of a sudden some guys come in that we haven't really heard of, and he just continues to plow away. I watched last week intently as to what makes him so good. Between the quick drops and the quick throws and the balls that he just puts on a dime, he almost makes it look so easy that it seems like he's doing it without effort, and that's the reason maybe he doesn't get nearly enough credit other than just for winning the rings. But that guy's unbelievable when you watch him up close and personal, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and I don't think that we say that enough. I mean, you kind of lose sight of the forest for the trees, but you know, when you look at Brady's production, when you look at what he's been able to do over the course of his career, that's one thing. But on a day-to-day basis, it is, and I'll say this, it's tough for him around here in this respect that he is consistently judged on his past performances. He's not necessarily held up, say, okay, well, you know, today we're going to, you know, compare Brady and Manning or Brady and Rodgers or Brady and Kirk Cousins for, you know, for whatever reason. It's Brady of 2018, say, against Brady of 2017. Now, Brady's still having a good year, but when you stack this year's totals and this year's production against last year when he won the MVP, people say, well, you know, he's lost a step. But I think in the big picture, I'm glad you bring that up because it's so important to remember that, you know, this is a guy who's very, very special. You know, we're watching him on a daily basis. I don't know if we're ever going to see the likes of him again.
How are they health-wise right now?
It's as healthy as they've been all season. I think that, you know, you have to understand that the extra week off helped Gronkowski and the extra week off helped Brady just because, you know, you're a 41-year-old quarterback, you know, the more time away, the better. But there's, you know, Dwayne Allen has been dealing with a knee and Dietrich Wise, one of their defensive ends, has had an ankle issue. But this is as healthy a Patriots team as I've seen at this time of year. Really, you know, you look at both sides of the ball, and they appear to be well positioned, at least from a, you know, from an injury perspective, going into this one.
The talk this week, a little bit about Gronk and the possibility of retirement. Do you think if he wins, if they win this Super Bowl, that he walks away?
I think he stays for one more year. He's a guy who really, his relationship with Brady is fascinating because he fundamentally tied himself to the quarterback. Last offseason, he confirmed the report that, you know, that they were going to trade him, and he said, look, if you trade me, I'm just going to retire. And so I think the fact that Brady wants to come back in 2019, the fact that Josh McDaniels is going to be back here in 2019, I think that they will be able to talk him into at least 1 year, well, you know, at least one more year, maybe kind of an old school Chicago Bulls type of deal. We're going to get the band back together for one more run at this thing. So I think ultimately to answer your question, I think he's going to come back. I don't know if he's, you know, look, I think the days of Gronk, you know, circa 2011, 2012, I don't think we're going to see those again. I think we have to manage our expectations around him if he does come back in 2019. But I do think he'll be back here for one more year.
McDaniel's not getting a head coaching gig. Then yanked his name for many other considerations, so he's going back to the Patriots. Because for a while we thought, well, the Patriots were getting ready to make decisions for life after McDaniels. What, in your opinion, has made McDaniels not the candidate?
I think that there's a couple of things in play. It was funny, the first when it happened, I thought of the old Seinfeld line, you know, the preemptive breakup. You know, if you don't want me, fine, I'm breaking up with you instead, when it came to the Green Bay job. But,
right,
you know, there's also talk of him being the next guy here, and we don't know how long that's going to be, if it's a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever the case may be. I also think, too, when you talk about a guy tying himself to the quarterback like Gronkowski, I think that McDaniels, while he might welcome a new challenge sooner rather than later, has really kind of built his rep working with Tom Brady. And so I really, ultimately, there's a lot of things that go into it. But I wouldn't discount the idea of him eventually succeeding Bill Belichick here when that time comes.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is he kind of thinking that he's setting himself up to take over that organization when Bill decides to call it? When does Bill Belichick when do you think he retires?
You know, he's always said that he'll never be Marv Levy. I mean, Marv Levy was coaching when he was, what, like 80 years old? You're talking about a guy who's in his mid to late 60s now. So, look, I think as long as he, and this is a cliche, but what the hell, you know, as long as he enjoys it, as long as he likes the teaching aspect of it, as long as he gets fired up for camp and, you know, the little things, the throwing camps and that kind of thing, I think he's going to stick around. I think when he gets tired of it, I think he's just going to say, you know what, I'm out, I'm done. I think another ring is always enticing and chasing that, you know, that elusive prize out there. The other thing, too, I always wonder if he's going to be able to stick around long enough to break Shula's record. Now, that would take, what, another 5-6 years, maybe, you know, depending on where we are now. I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but it's an intriguing thought, the idea that he could break the all-time record for coaching victories. So that might also be one of the things that keeps him around.
Well, he's not going to be able to do it with Tom Brady. So my next question is who's waiting in the wings that is the next Tom Brady?
Well, you know, you sit here and you take a look at the 2019 draft and you think about the fact the Patriots have, I think it's 12 picks this year. And you I don't want to say you throw a dart at the board, but you start looking at some of the quarterbacks that are available. And, you know, Drew Locke is probably not going to be around. But I think that he has to fall in love with a guy out there. He has to take a look at the board, and I don't think there were any guys like that out there this past off season that appealed to him. So it was status quo at the quarterback position, and we're going to go in regardless of what happens here in the next couple weeks. We're all going to go, us in the media, we're all going to go into the off season saying, okay, well, here are some of the options for the Patriots when it comes to quarterback, when it comes to drafting a quarterback, when it comes to acquiring a quarterback. So, like, I have to think it's going to be a priority within the next year or two that they try and find the next guy sooner rather than later.
Now coming up with this game this weekend, and by the way, we're talking with Chris Price of the Boston Journal here, and Boston Sports Journal, and, you know, do you shadow Mahomes? Do you try to keep him in the pocket? Do you try to put pressure on him? Because he's handled the pressure. Is it a guy like Hightower or Roberts or Van Noy? Who ends up paying attention to this guy with enough speed to be able to track him down?
I think it is probably either Hightower or Van Noy. Van Noy is a little bit more athletic, although they used Hightower a little bit more as a spy in the first meeting. Look, it's about, I think it's about keeping him in the pocket, and it's about maintaining your rush lanes and gap discipline and, you know, making sure that things don't start to break down. You don't want to get too far ahead of the quarterback, and the Patriots, at least from an edge setting perspective, have been up and down over the course of the 2018 season. Adrian Claiborne has been, you know, a bit of a mixed bag at that position because a lot of times he's, you know, he's the guy who's lost contain on the edge. But, you know, you get a guy out there, you get, you know, if you have Hightower out there, if you have John Simon, who I think has done a very good job in a complimentary role this year, if Wise gets healthy, a Trey Flowers. Those are the guys who are going to be charged with keeping him contained, keeping him in the pocket. And then the other thing, too, is the Patriots have run what we call kind of an amoeba defense here over the last three, four, five regular season games where they have a bunch of guys kind of standing up. They're no down linemen. I wonder if that's something that they're going to try and pull out Sunday against Mahomes with an idea of trying to show the young quarterback something he has not seen before. So a lot of it's going to come down to camouflage. A lot of it's going to come down to trying to bait him into bad throws, bad decisions. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
If they should end up back into the Super Bowl, give me a couple of storylines that are going to be specific to pay attention to regarding the Patriots. I mean, obviously, if they end up with Drew Brees, it's Brady and Brees, and that's what we're going to focus on. But if it turns out to be different than that, what are some of the other storylines going into the Super Bowl?
Boy, that's a good question. The idea going for six, obviously, is that, you know, the one right off the top of my head, and you know, it would tie the Steelers for most Super Bowl titles, and I think that would be the one overriding theme. Obviously, Brady kind of continuing to secure his legacy. But, you know, beyond that, I don't know if there's any sort of storylines to look for, you know, other than maybe the redemptive aspect of it for a team that had a very eventful offseason last year, coming off a loss in the Super Bowl. You know, a lot of people asking questions, kind of pointing fingers and saying, look, is this thing done? After they lose guys like Malcolm Butler and Danny Amendola and Malcolm Mitchell, being able to kind of put it all back together and win another title. So that might ultimately be the most, you know, the biggest storyline if they do end up winning this thing.
It's amazing. They continue to face adversity each and every year, and every year they find themselves back in the same spot. Chris, if they win, we look forward to seeing you guys down in Atlanta, okay?
Sounds good, Bill. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Appreciate it. See you then. There you go. That's Chris Price of the Boston Sports Journal joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.